You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. It is day of days. You are at the end of the week. It is time for explosive applause sounds there, Butters, so hit it. Yeah! Friday. All right. Well, congratulations, and that of course is Butters on the board. Hey man, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. I am
so
great.
So convincing.
Well, so we got another cold snap coming through this weekend.
No.
So I was thinking about it. It's a great weekend to go check out any maybe Right Side Radio podcasts that you may have missed and curl up by the fire.
I like how you did that. That was smooth.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying. No, yeah. I will say if you guys have, I've talked to a few people that didn't. Oh, I thought we were done with that. Yeah, keep those faucets dripping and keep the pets inside. It's another cold weekend.
I thought you meant done with the podcast. No, we're not done with the podcast. The podcast is up every day. But all right, yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it's going to be, depending upon where you are in the state, it's a weathery weekend. It's also Alabama, so I'm suspicious of the fact that apparently we have some 60-degree days coming like next week, I think.
I'm planning a trip to the lake to go water skiing on Tuesday.
What the heck?
So, yeah.
We'll be planting flowers in the front beds, watching the young hatchlings as they break open in their nests. All right, anyway. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. Pretty stoked. 3 o'clock today, Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, calling in to talk about some things that are happening in the upcoming legislative session. I mean, y'all, this is... They are Republicans, right? We do have a Republican majority. Well, we'll just talk about some of that with Stephanie Smith, so stay tuned for that at 3 o'clock. And then she's become like a regular on the show. I'm just pretty sure she's part of the Right Side family now. At 3:30, Hannah Stevens, the UA sign girl, is coming on. Give us some feedback on the absolute just devastation to the UA team right now for the portal. And then on top of that, what are her thoughts on these racist comments being made by coaches? I want to hear the UA sign girl's perspective on some of that. So yeah, that's coming up at 3:30. You're not going to want to miss it. Stephanie Smith, 3 o'clock. Hannah Stevens, 3:30. And then I still got a triple dipper. So hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So. First one up, you might have kind of gleaned because of the people that are calling in, but we're going to do some home fries. You know the deal. Every once in a while, we got to stop talking about what's happening in D.C., stop talking about what's happening overseas. We got to talk about what's happening in our own backyard. So we're going to talk about cooking up a batch of home fries as number one on the triple dipper. I got some stuff you're going to want to know. And then number two, didn't get to it yesterday. Oh, we're going to get to it today. This one's going to be a little creepy, be honest. Number two is called Big Brother is Watching You. Really. Like, actually watching you. We'll talk about what that means. And then number three, assuming we can get to it, there's some major things that are being taken up by the Supreme Court of the United States. So we're going to do what we call SCOTUS Watch. SCOTUS Watch is when we take a look at what the Supreme Court of the United States has got going on and how it could impact our lives. So I'll put on lawyer hat at that point, and we'll do SCOTUS Watch as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my monologue, and I will remind you guys, as always, that we're real proud of the fact that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge piece of North Alabama, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. Y'all, they're open 7 days a week at all their locations. I'm talking about places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, you need something, even on a Saturday, go down there, take care of you. And oh, by the way, they are Right Side ruffians. So yeah, check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So let me just say, children see the world through a different lens, don't they? I mean, their perspective on life, kids' perspectives on life, is often just refreshing. It can make you smile. There's a book that I love. It's a little coffee table book, you know. It's called Children's Letters to God. Have you ever seen that? It's filled with little notes that kids wrote to God himself. Here's a few examples. One of them said, "Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother, Larry." Or this one, "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I asked for was a puppy, Joyce." Nice. How about this one? "Dear God, if you give me a genie lamp like Aladdin, I'll give you anything you want except my money or my chess set, Raphael." Last one of those. "Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good in there right now, Jenny." I mean, if you ever want to improve your mood, pick up Children's Letters to God. It'll set you right. But have you ever listened to children make excuses? I mean, they can be creative and downright funny. I found a list of some of the best reasons cited by youngins to get out of having to go to school. So, like, here's a few direct quotes of kids trying to get out of getting up out of bed to go to school. One said, "Trying to wake up my daughter today at 8 a.m., she said, 'But Daddy, I'm a nocturnal. Nocturnal sleep during the day.' By the way, she's 3. Another one, little guy told his dad at age 4, 'I need to skip school today so I can fight crime and get all the bad guys.' It's important. How about this one? A kindergartner said, 'School takes away time with my family, which is more important to me.' But the youngest sibling also just said he can go to school because the doors are locked." Go follow that. Another ostentatious little 7-year-old said, "But Mommy, I am smarter than my teacher, so I don't need to go to school." Awesome. So yeah, those are funny. They're even enjoyable. But what if those excuses were coming from adults? So let me paraphrase some of those same excuses I just gave you for kids in adult language. Like this one: "I won't kill that guy if I can have my own space." What? Or, "I'd rather stay out all night and not get up in the morning for work." Excuse me? Or how about, "I'm better than you, so I don't plan to participate." No. So when you picture adults saying things like that, it's suddenly not so funny, right? Not by a stretch. I mean, in fact, to hear it and hear adults say things like that would be kind of maddening and like even pitiful all at the same time. So, thus, we find ourselves at any given time dealing with the left's incessant need to brand an unrelated issue or a statement as an excuse or the grounds for their grievances. And if you haven't noticed yet, the left has a lot of grievances. I think they live from grievance to grievance. And the manner in which they establish their right to a grievance is no different than child logic. Things like, "I see it, I need it, I assert it, I pretend my version of reality is important, and therefore I justify my position." Well, look, in days past, we looked at some things they said simply as what they call conflation. Conflation, the concept of attempting to link two unrelated things in order to justify one of them. It's like when an adult tells a child to turn off the TV and they yell, "You never let me have any fun." Well, never mind, you just took them to the park that same day, right? But no TV at that moment now apparently broadly could mean no fun in life whatsoever. And they've been indentured to a bondservant's existence of misery and shame. That's conflation. But at least with conflation, you can find some commonality. You can find some measure, regardless of how remote, that seems to link the two seemingly unrelated things in the excuse maker's eyes. But not anymore. Not anymore. You see, with progressive liberals, we now have whole new next-level rationalization. It's conflation on steroids. It's excuse-making coupled with accusations at the highest level. And they have a name for it. It's a real name. They call it, you ready for this? Stochastic terrorism. Stochastic terrorism. If you've never heard the word stochastic before, don't be alarmed. I make a living using words, and I've never seen it spelled or even much less spoken. But it's making the rounds. And it's the ugliest, most juvenile form of rationalization yet known to man. Stochastic, by itself, simply means something that's randomly determined, something that may be analyzed but not able to be predicted precisely. Okay. But stochastic terrorism, that's a rebrand. It's a setup. It's a no-win. It's a tool of the left to stifle dissent. What does it do? Well, it brands certain topics as off-limits. It's where they say the whole left wing of the world comes together to include like things like media buying into the idea that no one can talk about certain topics unless they're in the club, so to speak. And then if you do express an opinion on it, they label you as a hater. And then if something unrelated and remote and in no way connected to you occurs, then they come back to you and they label you as a stochastic terrorist whose comments, though perhaps never even heard by someone else, are in some way to blame for the awful events to which you are not otherwise related. Have I confused you yet? I would imagine this is like a mind bender. This is not, by the way, the same as incitement. It's not like you're saying, oh, you called them into some kind of destructive path. No. You're slandering another person. No. This is not that. Stochastic terrorism is taking something otherwise innocent or allowed or even the result of actual rights, but then you demonize it because it serves a diabolical purpose to do so. Case in point, you ready? On Twitter, I retweeted a guy who had simply posted, ready, quote, if a buck identifies as a doe, do you still have to burn a buck tag? Asking for a friend. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Unless you're an otherwise angry liberal, like the one who immediately replied to me and let me know that it was a hateful post, that it clearly indicates that disgust for the trans community, which in turn leads to violence, could lead to bad things, and then link the simple Twitter joke to the gay nightclub shooting in Colorado. That made me a stochastic terrorist. Because surely the criminal who committed the actual murder of innocent people, which is horrible, by the way, knew that a radio host in Alabama was going to tweet something the day before the shooting and somehow that incited his awful actions. No. But that is the rub of it. I am now a stochastic terrorist by definition because I said something or I had an opinion or a tweet that was not at all related, but they wanted it to be related. Recently, the uber-liberal Mother Jones magazine ran an article about their favorite target, Donald Trump. The article was actually titled, Donald Trump, Stochastic Terrorist, with a byline that read, he demonizes his foes, and that makes them the possible targets of violence. Really? What? And yes, you can imagine the author of the article then went on to describe Donald Trump as a man with a supposed long history of employing stochastic terrorist rhetoric to incite others to commit violence. And yes, they then went on and used January 6th narrative as the centerpiece example. Listen, y'all. The left desperately needs to justify their agendas and silence dissent. They employ the devious, heavy-handed tactic then of branding those who don't believe as they do as stochastic terrorists. This is what children do. This is the logic that children employ. It's the same level of juvenile cuteness that says things like, I want what I want when I want it, and you should let me have it because I demand it. It's not cute, though. It's not cute at all when it comes from an adult. So don't fall for it. Don't you fall for it for a second. You have a right to your opinion. There is no requirement to agree with the left's agenda, and their inane and childlike attempts to plow you under by labeling you as a stochastic terrorist are just more evidence of their immaturity. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, stochastic terrorism. S-T-O-C-H-A-S-T-I-C. Stochastic. It's a brand new term to me, man. If I was a Scrabble player, I'd be looking up to see how many points that one brings. But it's also just ridiculous. And they've got to do it, right? It's the only way they can justify how their truth was somehow met with our actions. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.